Hollywood's Walk of Fame became a memorial today for one man. The star for Jack LaLanne is covered with flowers. Beginning in the 1950s, LaLanne made America care about fitness with a TV show that ran for more than three decades. He died yesterday of pneumonia at his California home. He was 96. NPR's Tom Goldman profiled Jack LaLanne back in 2004, and today he has this remembrance.
Honest to God, when I heard the news last night that Jack LaLanne had died, my first reaction was, really? Because I think after spending that day with him in 2004, when he was 89, I came away thinking, this little guy may go forever.
Turn it! Turn it! Turn it hard! Harder, Jack! Come on! Harder! I've only got one enemy, Jack LaLanne.
That's it. I'll always remember my first sight of him, chest deep in water in his outdoor pool, wearing a red swim cap, blue Speedos, pushing and pulling yellow resistance devices. It was 7:15 in the morning, and LaLanne was on. All I had to do was point my microphone.
You know, for me, you know, I usually hit the gym around 5 or 6 in the morning. To leave a hot bed, leave a hot woman, go into a cold gym, takes a lot of discipline, boy, I'll tell you. But the wonderful thing, I hate it. I'd never like to exercise. But I like results.
Imagine a drill sergeant so charismatic, so positively chirpy, that you don't realize he's kicking your flabby rear end. That was the magic of Jack LaLanne for the millions of Americans who watched him on black and white TV in his trademark one-piece jumpsuit.
I'm not talking about the hangover, the kind that you get from overindulgence. I'm talking about the kind you get from lack of exercise and eating too much of the wrong food. You know, you're hanging here and everything's hanging.
And for me, who dared to ask LaLanne whether busy, busy people really have time for all that exercise.
Stand up. Don't use your hand. Sit down. Stand up. Now, get your buttocks only about a half inch off the chair. Now, down. Just a half inch, a little lower, a little lower. Now, up. Now, do it fast, fast. Up, down. Now, do it slow, real slow, all the way down. Now, see, you're watching television and you're getting a workout. You feel that, don't you?
Yes, I do.
LaLanne spread his message of healthy living with a missionary passion and devotion. Indeed, it was, he told me, his religion.
It's my life. That's why I was put on this earth. I believe this, that to help people.
But first, he had to help himself. LaLanne says as a kid, he was a sugarholic with an uncontrollable temper. He even considered suicide. But at 15, he heard a lecture by a health nutritionist who talked about how you could be born again by obeying nature's laws, exercising, and eating proper food. LaLanne was hooked by the message. He stopped eating sugar forever. He started exercising daily. To prove it all worked, he would do the stunts, like swimming handcuffed and towing a boat from Alcatraz to San Francisco at the age of 60. But it was the personal messages to millions that resonated most. He never stopped trying to help us all have our own fitness epiphanies. A couple of years ago, LaLanne said, "I can't afford to die. It would wreck my image." Today, that image is intact. And guaranteed, Jack LaLanne wouldn't want us to mourn. He'd want us to stand up, sit down. Stand up, sit down. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Like a story you heard on this or another NPR program? Share it with a friend at npr.org. While there, you can also hear stories you missed, enjoy expanded content, or connect to your favorite member station. This is NPR.